Good morning and praise the Lord. Let us open our Bibles
Good
and
morning.
read Psalms chapter 37. Psalms chapter 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth.
Amen.
For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotted against the just and gnashed upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in evil time. In the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they shall be course of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not foreseen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall aside. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, in spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not yet. I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace, but the transgressor shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Yes, O Lord God, we praise you. We adore you. You are a great God to be honored and followed. And we trust you, O God. In Jesus' name. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from Him.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us, your goodness, your mercies to us, for your love to us, for answered prayers, for the salvation, for the wonderful day today to come in your presence, for the whole week you sustain us. Lord, thank you for the breath of life that you entrusted to us, for our food, the good health, the strength, the clothes, the favor that comes from you. And thank you for your word that we read daily to remind us to obey you. Lord, thank you for your unending kindness and mercies that you show us to continue to serve you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. We commit ourselves not to do them again. Lord, cleanse us by your blood, as you said in your word. If we confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests to God. For God said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, we put our burdens, our worries at your feet, and we continue to go along the plans you want us to walk through, for your will be done through our lives, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who persevere in doing your will in their lives. We pray for every husband to give them good health, strength, perseverance to teach their families, to have a stable job, to meet the needs for their families. Lord, anoint them with the Holy Spirit to lead their families the path that you want them to go through. Lord, give them the wisdom how to teach them and deal with every circumstance in their lives. Lord, help them to stand firm, being the head of his family. We pray for each wife to give them good health and stamina of the body to attend their responsibilities over their families. Give them, Lord, a submissive heart to always obey their godly husband and according to your word. Lord, help the parents to unite in implementing the discipline to their children. Lord, we pray for the children to give them humble and teachable hearts, to always take heed to the instructions that they receive from their godly parents. Lord, put new heart and new spirit in them, and remove the heart of stone and give a new heart of flesh. Lord, put your spirit in them and move them to follow your decrees and to be careful to keep your laws. Lord, we trust you. As we discipline our children, you will move and prove your word is true, that discipline to the children is must for them to live a prosperous and blessed life that comes from you. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our job. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs as a source of living here on earth. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly masters, to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working. Lord, give them more businesses and incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, help us that we are always be a good example to our colleagues, to work diligently and work without murmuring and complaining. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify your God and glorify you, God, our Father in heaven. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those people around us in our working places in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, incline your ears to us to help our brethren and sisters in their struggles and difficulties in life, that they always be grateful and praising you in every circumstance that beyond their limitation. Lord, lead them always to obey you and trust you, and help them, Lord, to be more obedient to your laws. Lord, heal those who are sick, provide job for those who are jobless, and solve problems to those who are in trials. Lord, help them to go on and do their task and always look to the eternal life that you prepare for us in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors and colleagues, relatives, and those whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we ask your mercy and anoint us to bring your gospel to them. Lord, help us to teach them and always lead us by the Holy Spirit what we need to speak to them, and help us not to compromise with them. Lord, we pray for their deliverance from the slavery of sins and to receive the salvation that comes from you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. Lord, send us to them to preach your gospel. Lord, we pray that they will know that you're a true God and we are your people. Lord, we pray to anoint each and every congregation to reach more people and preach your gospel and teach the right way of living and pertain to your plan and will to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church to grow in all the ministries of the church. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. And let us pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchman ministry, the publication, children under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, go before us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost, and use all the social media to preach your word and to impart to them the true way, how to live in righteousness and holiness, for the holiness is standard of the Lord Jesus. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bestow upon us the spiritual gifts that we need to heal the sick, to evangelize, to pray, to prophesy, so they will know your will in their lives. Help us also, O God, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifest in us the peace, love, joy, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control. So people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our service today. Anoint us, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit, and have mercy on us to honor you and to please you by our lives as a living sacrifice and to your presence. Lord, give us a humble heart to obey and follow you more, and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs that we sing. Bless our giving and bless your message today to us to apply in our lives. Lord, give us the teachable heart to obey and fear you more in the name of Jesus. May your name be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him. Power.
Trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harps. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instrument and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, O God, we come here to praise you and worship you.
Oh.
Spirit, we pray that we will live according to your word, that we will live, O Lord God, with a joy and peace in our hearts, and believe that we are secure always in your presence.
Holding me now.
the Lamb that was slain to redeem us from all our sins. We thank you, Lord. Glory, honor, and adoration belongs to you alone, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering in first fruit to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of thy ground, of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, we praise you and thank you for all the countless blessings you bestow upon us. And as we give what is due for you, fulfill your promises to open the windows of heaven and rebuke the devourer in our lives. For your people and those doesn't yet give to prove your word to them through our lives. Lord, bless the money to help your people and to continue to reach the lost. In Jesus' name, amen. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramiz entitled Raising Up Godly Children, Part 1. Raising Up Godly Children, Part 1. Open your Bible in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. And I'm reading in King James Version. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers had promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, O God. We humbly come before you, O Lord. Teach us, O God, to follow your laws and decrees, then we'll keep them to the end. Give us understanding and keep your law and obey it with all our hearts, O God. Lord, I pray my child, our children, will see in us a passion for doing your will that inspires them to follow you wholeheartedly. Because obedience brings blessing and a will live life. Oh God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. In the above chosen scripture, Moses was speaking to the leaders and the heads of the Israelites' families and was conveying to them the teachings that he received from the Lord, which was asked to teach to the Israelites. Moses was telling them to observe those teachings in the land that they are going to possess so that they will prosper. Moses made it also clear to them that not only themselves need to fear the Lord and obey his decrees and commands, but as well as their children and their children's children after them, as we can read here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 2. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. The point that Moses made it clear to them is that to enjoy long life, all of them needed to fear the Lord and keep all his decrees and commands. And in order that blessings of the Lord will be transferred to their children and their children's children after them, they needed to teach their children and discipline them according to the word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Moses commanded them that they needed to love God with all their hearts, that they need to give him their full affection and devotion, that their heart should be undivided between God the Creator and the created things, the substance, the mammon, and the material things of this world, that they needed to love him with all their souls, that they would translate such love into firm decisions according to the best of their minds in favor of God and his will. And they needed to love him with all their might, in which they will express their decision to follow God with deeds they do in their lives, and that will be how they will love him with all their might, that they will do the works of God diligently, faithfully, and in complete and perfect manner. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, that those commands and teachings should have great impacts and importance on their hearts, that they should keep and do in their lives. Deuteronomy chapter 6, 7 to 9. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. That those commands of God needed to impress them on their children, on their hearts and lives. Therefore, it is the duty of the parents to teach their children the word of God. Based on that, we recommend that each and every family should gather daily to worship God and to read the word of God by reading one chapter from the Bible from the beginning and in sequence, and to kneel down and pray. The Bible reading should be started from the book of Genesis and in sequence until you will reach the end of the Bible, and then to repeat again. Therefore, parents must know and follow the word of God, so they will be the one to impart that to their children, because God had given the parents the authority to teach and discipline their children with the word of God, as we read here, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Parents are responsible to train their children in the right way of life. It is not the church's primarily responsibility, but parents' duty to do that. The church is responsible to teach the parents and train them in the ways of the Lord. Therefore, we are responsible to train you how to train and teach your children, and then you will be the one to train your children the way of the Lord. Let us expound how that to be done. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Moses taught the fathers that they needed to be teachers for their children and apply those commands in their lives at their homes, to bring them in the nurture and admonition of God's word, as we read here, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. It means that fathers, mothers, or parents should not let their children exposed to wrong things, which will provoke them to sin against God. Instead, fathers, mothers, or parents need to keep the atmosphere of the house godly clean, away from TV, mobiles, and the media, the world news, PlayStations, electronic games, gadgets, and other harmful, tempting things that will let their children to sin. This is also includes that parents should not demand and ask the children more than what they can do and more than what God had asked from them. We need also not to forget to do our part and love and care for our children and reward them as they obey. Therefore, fathers, mothers, and parents needed to do the right things with their children, teaching those good things and ask the following, and shall talk of them with those when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. That they needed to talk to their children about those commands of God when they will wake up and when they will sit to eat, the time they will go out with their children, and the time they will return home, and while they're doing their works in the house, that time they will retire to bed, and when they are in leisure, and during the Sabbath day. That they will use all those times to talk to their children, to instruct and to teach them and help them to apply those commands. In the same way, you need to teach your children the commands of God in the Bible and talk about them when you sit down in your home, when you get up from your bed, when you retire to sleep, when you go outside with them, and when you come back, and in your leisure times and in your holidays, that you need to teach them the commands of God and how to apply them in their lives. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. That is when a man ties anything to his hands so he can remember and not forget to do something. So they will remember and not to forget to tell to their children. In the same way, it is of prime importance to you as parents to teach your children the word of God and discipline them with his laws and commands. Deuteronomy 6:9. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Moses taught them that they needed to write those commands at the walls and at the gates of their houses and the gates of their cities, so they will not forget them, but as they will read them, they will be reminded of them, in order to teach them to their children to do them. You are called to do all what you can to impart the word of God to your children. And you may need to write certain scriptures that you are teaching them to follow on papers and put on the walls and the gates of your house, so your children will continually reading them to be reminded of what they needed to do and apply in their lives. We need to apply the Word of God in the life of our children, because that is the command of God, and for His blessings to flow to us and to our children, as well as for the following reasons, as the scriptures tell us. Number one, Proverbs chapter 5, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 23, he shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. When you do not discipline your children and impart to them the Word of God and His teaching, they will go astray and they will face death, either spiritual death or a real physical death, because they lack the instructions of God, the instructions of God's Word that brings life to them. Number two, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. The instructions that you give to your children as you discipline them with, and they will keep those instructions, will help them not to go into a wrong direction and be misled. Number three, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. The instruction of God that you give to your children as you discipline them, and they will help them to have knowledge and not to be brutish, for the children who are not disciplined are rough, full, wild, and violent. Number four, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. When you discipline your children and impart to them the Word of God, they will not be going into poverty and failures in life. Based on that, people who are not corrected and disciplined from their childhood, they are poor and have many failures and struggles in their education, career, and work. But those who are disciplined, they will be wealthy and honored. Number five, Proverbs 23, verse 14. Proverbs 23, 14. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Discipline and correction. When you apply to your children, then you are delivering them from hell. Children who are neither disciplined nor corrected and left to do what they want will end up in hell. Number six, Proverbs 29, verse 15. Proverbs 29, verse 15. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Discipline imparts wisdom and clear understanding to the child to respect rules and peoples and to fear God and to honor and obey his word. Otherwise, if the child would be left without discipline, then he will grow without any regard to the parents, to the peoples in society, and to God's word. And sure, he will do wrong things, and this will bring disgrace for him and for his parents who give him food but no discipline. The rod and reproof give wisdom. You need to discipline your children and use the rod to spank them so that you will impart wisdom to them. Notice here, the reproof is with the rod to spank to impart wisdom. So if you will not use the rod, then there is no wisdom imparted to your children. So here, If you will not discipline your children and use rod to reprove them, then they will continue to do foolish things and bring shame to you later on in your life. Here mention the following, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. That does not mean the mothers are responsible to spank the children alone and not the fathers. But that mentioned because at that time, this is scripture written, mothers were working inside the houses and the children most of the time were with them. And fathers were working outside. So here mothers were the main persons who the children were staying with. And so when mothers condone the sins of their children and cover up their naughtiness and refuse to spank them and refuse to report them to their husbands when they come home to spare them the rod of correction and reproof, those mothers finally will be put to shame. Therefore, fathers and mothers, listen carefully. Never cover up, condone and tolerate the sins of your children so you will not be put to shame at the end. Number 7, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 17. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Every parent is expecting the best to have and to receive from their children. But the way to achieve and receive that is by imparting discipline to them. The outcome of balanced and careful discipline will bring peace and delight to the parents. When you are careful to discipline your children, they will give you peace and rest, and they will be the delight of your soul. All the above points that we discuss are good reasons for you to be motivated to go on in order to discipline and to deal with the sins and the naughtiness of your children. We read also Proverbs 13, 22. Proverbs 13, verse 22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. But what type of inheritance we can leave for our children? Money or material things? This is needed but will be of limited value. What is the best that we can give to them also is the word of God, and to discipline them with that they can follow and practice in their lives and be blessed. Proverbs 22:15. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Here the word of God tells us clearly when we found foolishness. Foolishness is found in the heart of the child. Therefore, based on what God said, there is no child without foolishness because foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. So you cannot say that your children are not having foolishness. The question here is how we can get rid of the foolishness from the heart of your children. The clear answer is by the rod of correction. For there is no correction can be done without using the rod. When the child disobeys the parents and wants to do what he likes, that is his foolishness, and it is bound in his heart. He likes to disobey, but there is a way that this foolishness can be removed. This is by spanking, using the rod. Spanking should be on the back or on the buttocks of the children to manage and deal with the child's foolishness, as we can read here. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 29. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 29. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. Spanking should cause pain. The child should feel the pain and even to cry, so he will be healed from his naughtiness and will not repeat that foolishness again. Some parents are not willing to use rod and spank their children because they don't want them to feel pain and cry. But God's word encourages us to do that because it is for their benefit, and that will perfect our love for them. In addition to what we read, to give them from food, shelter, and education, we should not forget to keep a rod to spank them and discipline them if they disobey God and go into wrong direction. Now homes are full of many appliances like refrigerators, cookers, water heaters, air conditioners, fans, computers, mobile, TV, satellite connection, washing machines, etc. But they lack rods for children to be spanked with. Parents, this is not correct. You need to do well by purchasing rods for your children. Both of you parents should get involved in your children's discipline, using a rod and agreeing with one another about that. You need to put a clear rules and in writing for your children and explain them well to them that when they will do certain wrong thing, they will receive such number of rods on their buttocks or their lower back for such. You need to explain to them that this is the command of God and that you spank them because you love them. And you don't want them to go astray and die in hell because of their sins. Parents, when your child do foolishness, then bring him to the room and explain to him that you are going to spank him with this number of rods because of what he did of that foolishness. Ask him to give you his back or buttocks to spank him. Both parents can work and certain times needed to work together to let the chastisement session to be successfully accomplished when the child receives the discipline. After the chastisement affirms to your child that you love him and that was your reason to discipline him with a rod. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. There will be hope for your children if you will apply rules to them from the word of God and discipline them using the rod. Do not spare the rod from your child if he is crying, and do not go with your emotions because you don't want your child to feel pain and to cry. Such will spoil him and will continue to encourage him to do wrong. The discipline with rod will not cause him death. Proverbs 23, verse 13. Proverbs 23, verse 13. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. If you refuse to spank your child with a rod according to God's word, you are not loving your child, but you are hating him, as we read here. Proverbs 13:24. Proverbs 13:24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. If we really love our children with the love of God, we will be careful to spank them when they do wrong and reward them when they do the right thing. Every child should be spanked if he breaks the rules and do things wrong in contrary to what he was trained to do and agreed upon. The parents should agree with themselves about the rules that the children should follow in the house. Then they will discuss that with the children and explain to them clearly the rules, the reward for the obedience, and the consequences of their disobedience. Children will sure test their parents and see if they can disobey and bypass the punishment. Therefore, parents should be strict with that particular attitude. Children should not be allowed to control the parents and the atmosphere of the house. God's commands are above everyone, and everyone should express his love to God and his love to one another by his obedience to God's word. Do not let your children control you. Do not love your children more than your love to God and to his word. Therefore, be very careful to discipline your children with a rod when they will disobey, and that is how you show your love to God and to your children. Discipline means rules to follow, limitation and restriction to observe, as well as punishment for disobedience and reward and compliment for obedient acts. Discipline is very important for children, like the importance of giving them food, accommodation, and education. Discipline is the supreme of that all. Discipline will bring life and push death away. If we allow children to do what they like, then spiritual death and even real death will come into their lives. We need to train our children, teach them, discipline them, and raise them in the ways of God, so that when they will obey us and apply what we give from God's word, the promise of God will come true in their lives, that we read in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 to 3. Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. We understand here that after we teach our children and will obey us and apply God's word in their lives, then it will go well with them in their lives and will live long life, and that also include eternal life, that they will go finally to heaven after us. But if we will not discipline them and teach them God's word, they will go astray and live in disobedience and end up in hell, and that the very thing that should not happen. My dear and beloved, in Psalms 127 verse 3 to 5, Psalms 127 verse 3 to 5, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Children, God had entrusted them to us. So we need to care for them and love them, train them and raise them up in the way that God wants us to do. God had blessed you with children, and that is your heritage from God. And you need to teach them, train them, and discipline them with rod to correct all their wrong attitudes, so they will be blessed and live long and reach with us to heaven. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that teaches me your ways in life of how to teach and discipline my children. Lord, thank you for all your goodness to me and for all your good plans for me and my children. Repent and renounce all your sins. renounce your non-willingness to discipline your children and your non-willingness to use a rod to spank them with. Renounce your own will and your own understanding. Renounce your worldliness and being yoked with many friends and indulge in the news, media, and games. And you are not willing to spend times with your own children and family to read the Word of God and to pray with them. Repent of your lack of stewardship, laziness, sitting by the example, and your non-willingness to serve God. Repent of your non-willingness to commit yourself to do the good works that God had prepared for you to do. Lord, I repent and renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to teach my children your word and to discipline them using rod and to raise them in the fear of yours. Lord, I commit myself to do the good plan that you have for me and my family.
Never let me go.
Thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented and had committed their lives to discipline their children and to use the rod to cleanse them from their foolishness and from their bad attitudes. Lord, give them wisdom and sustain them to continue to serve you and to do the good works that you had prepared for them to do in raising their children in a godly way. Lord, protect them and provide all their needs. Lord, solve their problems and continue to guide them how to discipline their children so they will continue to serve you. Lord, help us as a church and guide us with your Holy Spirit to continue to proclaim your word and your will to the people and to teach them your word. Lord, help us to continue to train parents and teach them how to discipline their children and raise them in the fear of God. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need in our lives to go on and evangelize and make disciples and train workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.